Good morning, everyone, and you are very welcome to our Sunday morning Connect service. It's lovely to see you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let's begin our service with a couple of notices. You'll have seen the screens going around. Organisations are on as per usual this week, so we've got BB and Toddlers tomorrow, Crafters and Anchor Boys on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we've got Communion and a Ladies' Friendship Group. Thursday night, we've got Zoom. And so that you know, tonight in our service, we're down here, and it's our special service of remembrance for those in the community who are remembering someone who has passed away within the last year. Next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, we've got Holy Communion here. We have our 11 o'clock Holy Communion service, including an act of remembrance next Sunday morning here. And Holy Communion again at 7 p.m. next Sunday. Just for your diaries, so you're thinking ahead, on the 2nd of December, there is a Christmas craft fair and coffee morning that's going to be held here. And the crafters are going to be, they're going to have all of their beautiful creations on display. You'll be able to buy them, and it'd be a great place to buy your Christmas presents. So I will be nipping up to see what's on offer there. It will be a good morning. Let's move into our time of worship, and we're going to pray together. An opening prayer, words will be on the screen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be able to open to hear your word and would respond in loving obedience. Amen. Let's stand and sing together, "We Have Come Into This Place."
We have come into this place, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this place, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this place, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. About yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. By His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. The Lord. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord.
Please take your seats. St. John wrote, if we say we have no sin, if we say we've never fallen short of what God wants of us and what our neighbors need of us, if we say we have no sin, we're fooling ourselves. And it's good to reflect daily, it's good to reflect each week as we're together, not to beat ourselves up, but just to be honest about ourselves. And so let's take a moment to say sorry to God and to one another as we share our confession together. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, in a moment, we're going to worship again in song, and the children are going to go out to Sunday school during this song. But before this, I want to ask for somebody's help. Our theme this morning is going to be obedience. It's going to be obedience and the idea of apprenticeship. I would love the help of somebody who cannot knit, K-N-I-T, cannot knit, has never knitted before, but is game and we'll give it a go. What we have today, we've got Janet Johnson here today, our prize crafter, and she is going to teach excellent and basic skills to one of you. So, do we have any volunteers? Yes? Brilliant. Now, I'm going to move to this mic. Thank you very much. So maybe what we can do is ask Janet during the second hymn to move forward and sit in this seat. It would only be appropriate if we're asking volunteers, what's your name and where do you come from?
Michael, come from St. Finian's Church.
Michael from St. Finian's Church. Well, it's lovely to meet you. Fantastic. So during our next hymn, we're going to ask children to go through. And I think, Janet, what we'll do is we'll ask you to come forward here. Excellent. Thank you very much. We're going to stand and sing together, Jesus, Strong and Kind Enduring.
Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to Him. No one else can satisfy, I should come to Him. Jesus said, my day and night. He can always run to Jesus, Jesus strong and kind. Jesus said, said, if I am lost, He will come to me, and He showed me on that cross, He will come to me, for the Lord is good and faithful, He will keep us day and night. Can always run to Jesus, Jesus strong and kind. For the Lord is good and faithful, He will keep us day and night. We can always run.
Please take your seats. Our Bible reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and starting at verse 11. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's giving them some teaching before he goes to the cross. So John 14, verse 11 onwards. Believe me, said Jesus, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe on account of the works I have done themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm going to ask you to stand as we continue in worship. We'll sing together, Blessed Be Your Name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed to be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world is all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, when there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
If you're comfortable doing so, let's keep our seats and we'll declare together the truths that we believe. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father.
We believe in God the Father, whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love.
We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high.
We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please take your seats. And as we're sitting and as we prepare to think through and pray through God's word this morning, we're going to sing together, Believe.
You are my light, you are my strength, you are my rock, on you I stand. I lift my voice, I raise my hand, I lift my soul with all I. Strong enough in my weakness, God be lifted up, and I will sing. Lift your praises high, Lord, be magnified. You make all things new, I will believe. Oh, your love, it never fails. Your love, it knows no end. Your love will never fail. Oh, your love, stronger than my shame, greater than my pain. Your love will never fail. I will believe. You are strong enough in my weakness. God be lifted up, and I will sing. Lift your praises high, Lord, be magnified. You make all things new, I will believe.
Heavenly Father, be with us now as we look to you. We look to your Son with the help and power of your Holy Spirit, and we think about what it is to be obedient to you. Amen. So I'm going to ask our knitting teacher and our apprentice to keep going. And you're doing an excellent job. I'm looking already, and there's a... If you were... I don't know how big that would be if you wanted a scarf. If you were tiny, that would do for you as a scarf, but he's actually doing really well. I'm going to ask you to come up about a wee bit of the way through our talk this morning and show us how you're getting on. Over the last few connects, we've been thinking about the kingdom of God. And on the screen, you're going to see very quickly some of the things that we've spoken about so far. So think of our conversations and our talks about the kingdom of God as a journey. At the very bottom there, it says the kingdom of God, this is what we've looked at so far over the last few months. The kingdom of God is all pervasive. It's everywhere. Wherever Christ is king, that's where the kingdom of God is. If you can find a pocket of the universe where Christ is not king, well, good luck to you. Christ is king over all other authorities, whether they know it or not. And there's an arrogance in the claim of the kingdom of God. Okay, let's not pretend that there isn't an arrogance to it. That's the way it's going to sound. All knees will bow. The kingdom draws us out of ourselves towards others. And we live in very much a self-help generation. In Waterstones, there are hundreds of self-help books. And the contents of those books can often be very good. But the kingdom of God brings us through that to other people, as well as ourselves. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom where the law, there is a law, it's the law of love. And that law is central. And this screen's gone a bit, my choice in background wasn't good. The footsteps were supposed to continue up. If we continue on over the next 3 weeks, or three connects, including today, we're going to look at the citizens, us, in the kingdom of God. The themes will be obedience. That's what we're going to be speaking about today. Then, next connect, we'll be looking at preparation. And then the next connect, we'll be looking at commitment. So this slide will recur over the next three connects as these are what we're speaking about. So today we're going to look at that absolute barrel of laughs word, obedience. And we can take that, we're finished with that screen now. Thank you. Christian obedience. I bet we've all got such happy memories of being brought to church when we were younger and told to sit still. And I bet we all woke up this morning and said, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to obey somebody today. It's going to be great. None of us are natural obeyers, really. The trouble is, Jesus uses this awful word, and he puts great stakes on it. He says to his disciples, that's us. Whenever Jesus mentions disciples, that's us. He says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And the logic of that is, if we don't love him, we won't obey his commandments. And also, if we say we love him, but don't look to at least try to obey his commandments, then it questions our relationship with him. Our relationship with Jesus is a very active one. It's a bit of a nightmare in some regards, and sometimes we can get a bit panicky about it. Obedience seems to be a key. To be a citizen of the kingdom of God here and now, Jesus calls us to recognize him as king. And a sign that we recognize him as king is that we obey him. If you were called up to a football team and you were signed up in a football team and the coach came and said to you, how are you? And you said to the coach, hi boss, how are you? And then that was the last time you paid any attention to the coach. Your place in the team would be questioned. The good thing about Jesus is that there is room for those of us who are great listeners. There's room for those of us who are inexpert listeners and doers. And whether we're great at listening and doing or whether we're not so good, but our heart is in it, Jesus makes room for all of us. He doesn't call for perfection. He's perfect. He does the perfection for us. He just calls for our commitment to obedience. Another great thing about what Jesus says in our reading earlier on was that, yes, he asked for obedience, but also he gives the Holy Spirit. And so he's on both sides of the coin. He's asking for obedience. We have to obey. We're called to obey. But then he gives us the Holy Spirit, who comes on our side of the conversation and leads us and guides us and strengthens us into obedience. And so he's not just shouting at us from a distance, do as you're told. God is with us on both sides. He's speaking to us, and he is in us as we listen. Now, over the years, and if you own a house or live in the house, any building, you'll have done this as well. We have called electricians out to fix things. We've called plumbers out to fix things. And 9 times out of 10, they've done a great job. And sometimes, not so much now, but sometimes they would bring somebody with them whose job is just to stand and watch. They just watch them. It's like they're paid to stand and watch. And the plumber or the electrician, let's say the plumber gets in and around the pipes grunting and groaning, and all the time this person just watches them. And sometimes the watcher will pass one or two things in their role as an apprentice, grab that, grab this. Often they'll be the ones carrying the heavy stuff. But they spend a lot of their time just watching. Each day they watch, they see more of what the plumber is doing, and each day their understanding grows. Then the day comes when the apprentice is given part of the job to do themselves. They'll say, right, join that. Disconnect that. I can't give you many examples because my plumbing vocabulary is not very broad. But you get the idea. And then the day comes where that apprentice will go on to apprentice other people. And it goes on and on. This is a model of Christian obedience. The apprentice is not just told what to do. They're shown, and they are companioned as they learn to do and learn to obey. Obedience is living. It is doing things as Jesus would have us do. It's not just some vague moral upstandingness or good living. Obedience is life as Christ would want us to have it. And there's no one size fits all. The number of people there are in this room, you're all individuals, and all of your obedience will have something in common, but then it will have differences. Can I ask our knitters, the the teacher and the apprentice to come to the front. Right, okay. So, Michael from, am I on? Michael from St. Finian's. Tell me what you just said there.
Actually, I'm getting too, I'm not doing too bad.
He's not doing too bad. What do you think?
Brilliant, excellent.
Okay.
A lot of thought and concentration, doesn't it?
Could you hold up what you've done? Give him a round of applause. He's genuinely done very well. Now, I want to ask you about the process. How did you know what to do in those stitches?
I had to follow everything I was told. Right, I knew exactly what I was told.
You said you didn't have a clue, but you followed.
Yeah.
Was there a time where you had to give the needles back to your teacher, or did you have them the whole time?
I had them taken off me.
Why would they have to be taken off you?
Because I've made a mess. Okay. I've made a mess. Yeah.
Right, so when you've made a mess, she took them off you. Did she take them off you nicely? You didn't hear there, I had the microphone. He said no, she was really wrong. And was there ever a time where you both had to be holding on to things at the same time?
I think so, yes, there was. Yes. Because I needed to be given the support. I was getting there, but I just wasn't so sure. And so we were both doing it together, actually, at one stage.
Excellent. So you were getting there, you weren't so sure. At some stages, you were both doing it together.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you think is important when you're teaching somebody? What do you do when you're... What were you physically doing and thinking when you were doing this?
Yes. First of all, I started off and knit a row. So obviously you have to do things really slowly and break it down into different parts. Something that I do automatically now and just whiz through, you know, it's a natural, but every single part has to be shown separately in slow motion and then hands on and just going over and over and over. And it's amazing how the brain actually takes it in, you know. There you are. He was gutted he wasn't be able to concentrate and sing at the same time. But
did you have to... So you didn't just teach something once, you had to repeat it. Right, okay. Can we give these two a big round of applause? Now, you wanted to advertise something while you were here. Advertising space is not free. We didn't discuss the fees, but it's not free. So the Crafters Fair coming up.
So the Craft Fair and Coffee Morning is on the 2nd of December, 10:30 to 12:30. And this is just a little example of some of the things everybody has been working really hard at. It's a Terry's Chocolate Orange, and it has a cover. So we think these will be in great demand. The funds are for the church building fund. There'll be loads of things sewn, knit, handmade. The talents of the people from the group are amazing. Craig at Crafters is Tuesday morning, 10:30. And our motto is love in action. So it doesn't matter what you can or can't do. You're made welcome with a cup of coffee. And you're given something to do, and someone will work alongside you. So if anybody wants to pre-order any of these, we'll take orders in it later. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And I accept that as a gift. So that was excellent. That was excellent. We're talking about apprenticeship, and you might think, well, why are you doing this knitting business? Why are we breaking concentration? We're not breaking concentration. We are talking about learning. And as we learn as disciples, if you're anything like me, you will need to be told something 40, 50, 60, 100 times, and you will get it wrong 40, 50, 60, 1,000 times. And then in the relationship we have with Jesus, and we'll talk about very quickly how that happens, but your relationship with the King, with the Master, as you obey, as you are the apprentice, in making mistakes and moving on and acting, the relationship grows. The knitter and the apprentice, while they were working, their heads were together. They were focused on the task. You had the apprentice focused on the task, and you had the teacher focused on the task and on the apprentice. And then things shifted. And you can imagine, over time, if people learned together, a bond would grow. That is a model of Christian obedience. It's not just looking at the task, but it's listening to Jesus and saying, Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. And we say, okay, now what do we do? So watching, learning, and doing, apprentice, being an apprentice, also known as a disciple, is obedience. It's not about some vague moral standing. I don't do this, I don't do that, I always wear a suit, I've never touched a drop. It's not about that. There's a time and a place for those things. That's not Christian obedience. It's about a relationship and working and living with Christ, whom we love. The best way, I'm going to suggest, to watch him is to read the Bible. If you're not a great reader, you can listen to it on podcasts. You can listen to it for free. You can listen to it on Audible apps. There's other apps, I'm sure, that exist, not just Amazon. But when you're walking the dog, when you're doing the dishes, when you're sitting down, when you're doing anything, you can have it with you. Taking 10, 15 minutes at the beginning of each day to read. And then to say to God, because the Holy Spirit is right there with you as you are reading, help me understand this. Help me know what's happening. And if this is done over and over, you'll begin to see things in the Bible that you've never noticed before. You'll begin to understand things that you've never understood before. Like a plumber's apprentice, there will be days, maybe weeks, where it's a bit, for want of a better word, it can be dull. It can be confusing. It can be hard work. Many people quit. But keep going. And you're not just pushing through on your own. Ask the Holy Spirit. Say, God, Holy Spirit, help me as I do this. Help me as I read. Help me. And then speak to God. And in time, you'll realize that God is actually speaking to you. You will hear words in your head. Rarely will there be a flash of lightning and a thundering voice. You will hear things in your head. You will feel things that give you a direction. You will realize that you know and understand something, and you're not quite sure why you know and understand it. God does and will speak to his apprentices. Now, be warned, being an apprentice to God is different from being just like everyone in the world. If you are wanting to live as God wants you to live, it will set you apart from some people around you. It won't always be plain sailing, especially in polite company. Sometimes we think it's easy to be a Christian in polite company because, you know what, we all do the same. We're all Church of Ireland. Especially in polite company, Jesus was never good in polite company in many ways. And I did say that out loud, and I know what I meant. And you know what I meant. He rubbed people up the wrong way, because his way was not their ways. And being a disciple of Jesus, well, your ways will not always be their ways. But he is lovely, and he loves you, and he is our king. And we are his apprentices. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. You will step in willingly to my way of living, to my way of working. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. The logic of that is if we don't, we won't. And it's good to be honest about what we believe and what our plans are. It's always good to be honest. There's respect in that. But as we think over the next three connects about the kingdom of God, let's give time now to think about us as citizens. Who are we? What are we doing? And why are we doing it? So as we let those thoughts of obedience settle into your mind, and by the way, if you have questions, please ask them at the end. If you disagree with something, please say at the end, because it's always good to talk about things. It's brilliant to talk about things. But as we let these ideas of obedience sink in, we're going to stay seated and we're going to sing together a very fitting song, Jesus, All for Jesus. And then we will move into a time of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, be with us as a congregation. Be with us as your children and as your body. Lord Jesus Christ, be with us as your body here on earth. Holy Spirit, be with us as we look to obey your Son. Help us to be a church of watchers, listeners, and doers. Help us to be apprentices. Help us to be a church of obedience. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, in our prayers this morning, we think of the ongoing conflict in and around Gaza. We ask that there be a pause, a ceasefire, whatever anyone wants to call it. We ask that civilians be allowed a way out of conflict. We ask that hostages be released. And we ask that people created in your image, be seen as more important than ideals. We pray too for the people of Ukraine. As the eyes of the world drift away from Ukraine to this new conflict, we pray that you will continue to keep our attention on those people. We pray for the people of Ukraine, those who have lost their homes, those who have lost loved ones. This is continuing on and on. And Heavenly Father, we pray for the church in Russia. May it speak and be obedient to your way of doing things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, over the last few days, there has been a COVID inquiry. Thank you that we live in a country, whatever our politics, we live in a country where our leaders can be questioned. Our leaders can be called to account. We pray that there will be less partisanship and more openness to what is good for our country and what is good for our people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for us as a church locally in this parish. We thank you for all of the food that was given in over the harvest period. So many bags and bags of good food was taken to the food bank. And would you bless and have your hand on every item? And like the loaves and fish, may it go to so much more than we would ever hope. May people be sustained by the food and sustained by your love. We thank you for the food bank. We thank you for the people there who volunteer, and would your blessings be upon those who have need of it. Heavenly Father, upstairs in our coffee bar, there are boxes and boxes that people have prepared to give to those who are not going to receive Christmas presents this year. Thank you for those who took the time to organize it. Thank you for their care and attention. And thank you for the gifts that have been gathered. And again, would you go with those gifts? You already know who's going to receive them. May they have enjoyment, and may they know more of your love through the simple act of being given to. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for those in our community who are sick, those who are frail, those who are worried about the cold. And we pray for those who are dealing with mental health difficulties. And we pray for those who are ready to go from this stage of life into the next. We ask you for healing where it is appropriate and right in your time. We ask you for strength and wholeness in all cases. And we ask that you be with us all now in this world, in your kingdom as it is now, and in your kingdom as it will be forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as your apprentices, we gather our prayers together, using the words that the Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's stand and sing together. You still reign, and you're still God.
Foundations have been shaken, I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking. You still reign and you're still God, and when it feels all hope has faded, the heavy questions hit so hard, and though my soul may be forsaken, you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. I will declare that you are with me, though voices whisper that you're not. You'll never leave me nor forsake me, 'cause you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story, that you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. When my enemies surround me, I'll trust the victory of your cross, and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus, for you are God and I am not. You are good and you are faithful, as you have been from the start. Working all things for your glory, 'cause you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story, that you still reign and you're still God.
As we prepare to go out together as followers of Christ, as his disciples and apprentices, let's go out and pray together. We go out into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reject God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. the God of hope, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is one. Make us who are all so different into one body of obedient love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn is Hymn of Heaven.
I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets. To look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him through all eternity. There will be a day. Face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear. In the end, we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with him who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The hymn of heaven, with angels and the saints, we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God, who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord, so let it be today. We shout the hymn of heaven, with angels and the saints, we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God, who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Go in peace. To love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.